Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 15th China Fahui on the Minghui website entitled, Because I Follow DAFA's Teachings, My Business Has Blossomed, by a Falun DAFA practitioner in China.
China Fahui, Because I Follow DAFA's Teachings, My Business Has Blossomed, by a Falun DAFA practitioner in China. After I started practicing Falun DAFA in 1998, my view of the world changed, and I understood why we are here. The physical problems that had plagued me, such as insomnia, disappeared. After the persecution began, I was arrested several times. Eventually, I was forced to leave home, and I was imprisoned for years. Rejecting bribes. After I was released from prison, I got a job as an engineer at a company. Following the usual practice of bribery in China, the contractors often tried to bribe me, but I never accepted anything. Once a contractor tried to put a large stack of cash into my pocket, but I handed it back. He thought that I refused the money because he hadn't given me enough. When I told him that I was following the teachings of Falun DAFA, he was moved to tears and said he never thought that in today's society there were still good people like me. I took this opportunity to urge him to quit the Chinese Communist Party. I talked to all the contractors and workers about Falun DAFA and the persecution. Several hundred people quit the party and its affiliated organizations with my help. I was in charge of the final inspection of my company's construction projects. Several contractors privately told me that if I did not inspect their projects too rigorously, they would give me a considerable amount of cash. I always rejected their offers. Many people saw my position as a cash cow. One co-worker even pointed out that if I hadn't rejected all those bribes, I would have pocketed enough money to buy a heavy crane. However, as time went by, they all learned that Falun DAFA practitioners are very honest and that we don't accept bribes. All of my supervisors and colleagues trusted me. Although my expertise was not in project design, sometimes my supervisors gave me designs to work out. I did not refuse, and I was always able to find a professional who could guide me. Sometimes ideas came to me while I did the Falun DAFA exercises. One project we worked on was a bridge. Because there were flaws in the original design, the bridge collapsed during construction. My boss asked if I could redesign it. I looked over the blueprints and was able to fix the design flaws. The project was successfully completed, and my boss and colleagues praised me. Actually, I knew that Master Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun DAFA, gave me the wisdom. Otherwise, I would not have been able to do it. My business blossoms. A few years ago, I started my own business. I hesitated at first because the moral standard in China has sunk so low that it's very difficult to do business if I did not bribe people. But as a Falun DAFA practitioner, I know that I should not do anything immoral or illegal. So, although all the conditions were right for launching my business, I could not make up my mind until I read the following teaching in Lecture 4 in Zhuanfulan. Master said, quote, "For those of us who practice in the world, it doesn't matter how rich or powerful you may be, or whether you are self-employed and work alone, or have a business to run, or do any type of business. The key is to trade fairly and act with integrity. The various trades and professions in this world are meant to exist. Your heart is what counts, not your occupation." Unquote. Juanfalan. Master's words woke me up. As long as I trade fairly and act with integrity, I will obtain what I deserve. All I need to do is to let things happen naturally. So I started my own company. The first difficulty I faced was that we didn't have any clients. As a new company, we didn't have any completed projects or reputation to reference. So, for a few months, we had no business. A friend said to me, "Your techniques are good. All you need are some successfully completed projects for people to trust you. Why don't you make something up? Nobody will be able to tell that they are fake. When someone comes to talk to you, just show them. Then you will have the business." Since I had been a contractor for years, I knew very well that many companies play such tricks. But as a Dafa disciple who follows the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, I must act with integrity. Since they knew I was looking for work, several purchasing clerks gave me hints. If I gave them high commissions, they would sign contracts with me. Each contract meant hundreds of thousands, or half a million yuan, around 100,000 US dollars. It was very tempting, but I would not do this, even if it caused my company to go bankrupt. For a long time, our expenses were high, but no income was coming in. Just when it looked like we were about to close, a client said he was interested in using us. He said he trusted our quality, even though we had not completed any projects. The purchasing clerk told me that in his company, he made the final decision, and his decision depended on the commission he receives. Because I didn't respond to his hint, he didn't contact me for a long time. I felt that my company was finished, and I was about to close it. Then the clerk suddenly phoned me, asking to go over the contract and sign it. We signed the contract, and the boss immediately paid me. Just like that, we had our first contract. Ever since that first contract, waves of clients have come to me, and very few people have asked for high commissions. Every deal was clean and fair. Many of our clients have become my good friends. I realize that the old forces have placed many obstacles in our way when we validate the Fa, and they are even persecuting us financially. But when we solidly follow the Fa and break through the persecution with righteous thoughts, Master will clear the path for us, because Master wants us to play the leading role. The reason that we are often constrained by the old forces is that we have human notions, and we fail to improve our Xinxing. Many clients recommended my company to their friends. They now know that Dafa disciples are honest and that our output is of high quality. We had a meeting with an influential client. He was impressed and trusted us to do the best job, so he called several of his friends and asked them to come to the meeting. He told them that he trusts me and trusts my work. After he signed the contract, his friends also signed contracts with me. Later, we made dozens of deals in that city. By word of mouth, we have gained a high reputation, and our success has exceeded my expectations. We never take our clients to brothels or similar places, which most companies do. We always finish the project on time and introduce our products honestly. We always pay our suppliers on time. So, all the partners involved in the projects look forward to collaborating with us. Now our business is blossoming. When the Chinese economy was low, our company did very well. My own financial situation has been greatly improved, so that I can do the three things better. I realize that when we do well and eliminate our human notions, Master will give us everything we need. Master has done so much. Every achievement we have made is due to Master's salvation. I know that I still have many human notions, and I have fallen many times. Master has endured a lot for me. He has protected me all the way. All I can do is cultivate diligently, spend as much time as possible on saving people, and walk righteously on the journey of validating the Fa. Thank you, Master.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.